Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Epiphany Radio Program. This is Deacon Louis Zemlich here in the Diocese of Kalamazoo, and we're glad you're with us here today on this 26th Sunday in Ordinary Time, September 30th, 2018. And nice day here in southwestern Michigan. You know, the leaves are starting to change on the trees, and of course we see a lot of changes. You know, we see a lot of things happening in our world. A greater attention and in a very profound and beautiful way. You know, we're seeing how our culture and how our society is being formed and how it has been formed or lack of formation in the last 50 years. And even in the church, and I would even say especially in the church, that our ways of running things to just a kind of a do anything you want to attitude has failed and has failed miserably. And, you know, that I have the freedom to make these choices and to do whatever I want to do, and I don't need to measure it against what God thinks or what God's idea is on this freedom that I choose to live, whether it's the way I want to live my life sexually, the way I want to live my life or be married or not be married or bring children into the world or not bring children into the world. And it has failed, my brothers and sisters. This intense liberalism of do whatever I want to do. But also the very opposite of that too, extreme religiosity to the point of that, you know, like they have in Sharia law in the Muslim religion, you know, where that's no good either, see? So we have to have this balance. Things must be balanced out. In today's scripture readings, I think we're going to find a lot of that. See, we find this in Jesus Christ, my brothers and sisters, quite plainly. In the man of Jesus Christ, God incarnate. God becomes one of us. Not a man like he's a guy or, you know, that's the thing. He's a guy and the guys are right. No. He becomes human, my brothers and sisters, and we need to get rid of this childish idea of men against women and boys against girls and, you know, pulling my ponytails and I'm, you know, doing this and that. No, it is God incarnate. God becomes man. God comes to us, see? God becomes one of us. He becomes human, this incarnation. And it is missed quite horribly today that we miss this. We get distracted. You know, the devil says, oh, yeah, it's about men against women and you, who's the most powerful? And, you know, that's not what it's about. It's about relationship with Jesus Christ. Do I have a relationship with Jesus Christ? And, of course, I would challenge anyone, too, in these days of Fatima and repentance, and with the Blessed Mother, that, you know, do I have any type of relationship? If I'm a man, what is my relationship to the woman? And if I am a woman, what is my relationship to the man? Is it fruitful? Is it positive? Or is it negative and full of resentment and anger? And if it is full of resentment and anger, my brothers and sisters, no matter what your age is, there's a problem there. There's a woundedness there that must be rooted out. And the only way that that is going to be healed and rooted out is through the love of Jesus Christ. And so we're glad you're with us here today. We're going to go right into the scripture readings. But in case you're just joining us, my name is Deacon Louis Zemlich, and we're here in the Diocese of Kalamazoo. We're going to read the scripture readings that are read at Catholic churches throughout the world. And they're very profound, in a lot of ways very condemning, both to clergy, including myself, to clergy, as well as to you, my brothers and sisters, to the laity, to the normal people. right? To all those who are baptized Christians. And then again, all of those who are religious. Those who are in other religions or faith traditions. And of course, even to our pagan brothers and sisters, those who are atheists, those who don't have any belief in God at all, it is even condemning for us as well, for them as well. I come from a long list of pagans. I come from a long list of non-believers too, you know. I'm sure my ancestors somewhere in time didn't believe in anything or worship the pagan gods of Ireland. See? So, my brothers and sisters, but today is what matters. Yes, the past is important. Yes, my past is important and should be examined and looked at. But what's most important is, what am I doing today? What am I doing today? So if you have any questions about the Catholic Church or would like to listen to more about Catholic Radio, you can go to holyfamilyradio.net. They have a lot of beautiful local Catholic radio stations, a lot of EWTN programming. And EWTN.com is a great place to get news. It's also, they're also on the Dish Network and EWTN. And they have a EWTN.com and EWTN News. And it's always good, you know, for Catholic news, what's going on in the church, the truth of what's going on in the church, because believe me, the good people that are in the church, which is 99.9% of the people that are in the Catholic Church, are good people. You know, we're trying, we're striving to do better. We're striving to have good priests and good deacons and good religious men and women. But it is a battle, my brothers and sisters. It is a battle. It is a war against the evil one, which wants to destroy the church, wants to destroy you and me, wants to destroy anyone and everyone. Anyone who is, of course, created in God's image. Anyone who God has willed into this world. You know, whether you believe in religion or whether you believe in God or not, God created you. God created you. He created you for a purpose. And a purpose of good. And but we have free will and we have choices about that too. If you want to go to the Diocese of Kalamazoo website, it's diokzoo.org. And there's a lot of good letters on there, especially from our Bishop Paul Bradley, who hopefully will be with us next week in our radio program next week. And he'll talk about some of the things that are going on in the diocese and of course, the scriptures for the day too. So let's go right into the scriptures and we'll comment about the beautiful scriptures for this weekend. So our first reading is from the book of Numbers, that is Numbers 11, 25 through 29. That's the book of Numbers 11. Okay, here we go. The Lord came down in a cloud and spoke to Moses. Taking some of the spirit that was on Moses, the Lord bestowed it on the 70 elders. And as the spirit came to rest on them, they prophesied. Now two men, one named Eldad and the other Maldad, were not in the gathering, but had been left in the camp. They too had been on the list, but none of them had gone out of the tent. Yet the Spirit came to rest on them also, and they prophesied in the camp. So when a young man quickly told Moses, Eldad and Medad are prophesying in the camp, Joshua, son of Nun, who from his youth had been Moses' aide, said, Moses, my Lord, stop them. But Moses answered him, Are you jealous for my sake? Would that all the people of the Lord were prophets. Would that the Lord might bestow his spirit on them all. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Powerful scripture. Our second reading is from the book of James, James 5, 1 through 6. Come now, you rich, weep and wail over your impending miseries. Your wealth has rotted away. Your clothes have become moth-eaten. Your gold and silver have corroded. And that corrosion will be a testimony against you. It will devour your flesh like a fire. You have stored up treasure for the last days. Behold, the wages of you withheld from your workers who harvested your fields are crying aloud, and the cries of the harvesters have reached the ears of the Lord of hosts. You have lived on earth in luxury and pleasure. You have fattened your hearts for the day of slaughter. You have condemned. You have murdered the righteous one. He offers you no resistance. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our gospel reading for today is the Gospel of Mark, chapter 9, 38 through 43, 45, and 47 through 48. A reading of the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Glory to you, O Lord. At that time, John said to Jesus, "Teacher, we saw someone driving out demons in your name, and we tried to prevent him because he does not follow us." Jesus replied, "Do not prevent him. There is no one who performs a mighty deed in my name who can at the same time speak ill of me. For whoever is not against us is for us. Anyone who gives you a cup of water to drink because you belong to Christ, amen, I say to you, will surely not lose his reward. Whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him if a great millstone were put around his neck and he were thrown into the sea. If your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter into life maimed than with two hands into Gehenna, into the unquenchable fire. And if your foot causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter into life crippled than with two feet to be thrown into Gehenna. And if your eye causes you to sin, pluck it out. Better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than with two eyes to be thrown into Gehenna, where their worm does not die and the fire is not quenched." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So some powerful scriptures today, and we're glad you're with us. My name is Deacon Louis Zemlich, and I'm here in the Diocese of Kalamazoo, and we're glad you're with us here today on this 26th Sunday in Ordinary Time, on this fall morning, Sunday morning. And just as a reminder also, there's a mass of reparation, which is for the church. The church is praying all over the country, all over the world, especially for these, not only the sins of the past and the sins of the church, but also we think about, you know, the sins of our culture too, the sins of all of us, and how, in a very particular way, you know, we contribute to this in a lot of ways, not handling things properly, right? It's the same thing as when you have somebody bad who's working for you, you know, and you keep giving a person chances over and over again. But there's also this too, my brothers and sisters, is that we need to make up our minds, even in the church. We need to make up our minds about, you know, how much to put up with. Even when people are adults, you know, how many times, you know, Jesus says, you know, to forgive sins 70 times 7, right? He says that. But the whole thing is that, does he say that? But I tell you, my brothers and sisters, we have to find a point in time when we say, the priesthood is no good for you. the priesthood is not your calling. You're struggling with sexual sin, whether it be homosexual sin or heterosexual sin, whether you're consenting adults or not. And of course, if it's with a child, if you're doing that abuse to a child, I think, you know, this gospel reading shows us quite plainly what should be done. You should be removed. And then even in some ways, capital punishment. Now that may seem shocking. Shocking to hear a deacon say that. Shocking, especially after we hear Pope Francis talk about capital punishment, you know, and how it's wrong. But this is what this gospel is telling us, my brothers and sisters. When someone harms a child in such a way, whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him if a great millstone were put around his neck and he were thrown into the sea. That's death. In some ways, I think that would be good, you know. I'm even thinking about it myself, you know, putting a millstone out in front of my own home. You know, I have statues of the Blessed Mother. I have statues of Jesus, right? I have statues of St. Francis. But to have that millstone sitting there, right? Maybe some of us should do that to remind us. To remind us what sin is about. What the wages of sin are. For all of us. Not just priests or deacons or religious. People who commit horrible sins. We read about it in the newspaper. We see it on TV. Parents committing horrendous, horrific sins against their own children. Allowing other people to have sex with their children. Disgusting. Horrific. And this millstone comes to mind. That maybe that is the best reason. Maybe that is the best answer. Maybe these are the things we need to start talking about. Instead of, you get 3 years in jail. You get 2 years in jail. You get 10 years probation. Meanwhile, the child's life is destroyed. Is ruined. Their life is ruined. That family is ruined. The penalties that we have for these crimes are very lax. The penalties we have for these crimes of rape and abuse of adults is very lax. Or the fact of the matter of someone seducing another person, whether it be just a regular person or a priest or a deacon, to seduce another person. The penalties should be very, very strict and should be adhered to, even to the point of a millstone. And I thought to myself, it would be good, you know, maybe that would be good, a good reminder for all of us, including religious, including laity, the people in the church. And for our brothers and sisters who don't have any faith, you know, I use that word pagan. I don't use that word pagan as a bad thing. I guess we could say Gentiles, you know, people who are not in any type of religion. But even the people who are not in any type of religion and they see the religious behaving like we behave, why would they want that? Why would they want that? Where is that holiness? Where we are lost. When even the Gentiles, even the pagans can see that we are sinning horribly. So they need to witness to us too, I guess. And they do. But this is very, and all the religions show this, that this Gehenna, be thrown into Gehenna. This is a Latin word. It means hell. It is hell. See? And it is this small valley in Jerusalem. or some of the wicked kings of the day would sacrifice what there in this small valley? The wicked kings of Judah would sacrifice children. They would sacrifice children there. And this is part of the point that Jesus is making and why he's making this. Because this is history. He knows this happening. Just like Baal, you know, who would sacrifice, they would put children in the palm, sacrificing children. And in a certain way, we do that today, don't we? Neglect, abuse, divorce, separation, breaking up of families, people in adulterous relationships, breaking up families. It's not just the clergy that has a problem, my brothers and sisters. We all do. And it's high time we all look in the mirror and look at ourselves in disgust of what we have done. The abuses that we have done. No, we haven't been put in front of a committee or a hearing. But we will be. In a certain way, we will be in front of Jesus Christ someday. But there is great hope. And the hope is this, my brothers and sisters. That it is a grand church. The Holy Catholic Church is a grand and beautiful church. And it is about a struggle. And you see good Catholic men and women, children, who are praying more, coming to church more. You know, if you don't want to give money, don't give money. But don't stop coming to church. Don't stop praying. This is a battle against the evil one. And many of these people who have led the church in the last 50 years have done a horrible job. They've done a terrible job. They've led us into the errors of liberalism. They've led us into the errors of being lax. They've led us into the errors of not praying the rosary. They've led us in the errors of not having devotion to the Blessed Mother. They've led us in errors that we do not need to kneel during the consecration. They've led us in errors that we don't need to say the word He, but just say the word God, removing the incarnation. They've led us astray in the ways of saying that we don't need to do Eucharistic adoration, that that's silly and old-fashioned. This is the liberalism of the church that has done this in the guise of social justice. And we have to call it what it is. It is an error. It is a heresy. And we need to avoid it. And we need to recenter the church, get us back into our proper where we're heading, or we're heading all, heading towards Gehenna. When we say that this is okay, that, you know, that's okay, and it's no big deal, or that's their personal business, or what stays in the bedroom is their personal business. That's private sin. None of it's private sin to God, my brothers and sisters. None of it is. But there is a resurgence. And we're going to see this, and I think in a very special way, in October. This beautiful month of October. The month of repentance. And Our Lady had said this at Fatima 100 years ago, 101 years ago. Repent, repent, repent. And that's what we need to do, my brothers and sisters. We need to repent. And we need to help our clergy to repent. See? We need to help our families to repent. We need to get back onto the path instead of walking around out into the bushes and wherever else we want to go. Many of us are very, very lost. And we need to pray for those people and we need to love them back on to the path. Not to judge them, not to condemn them, but to judge rightly. And I'm not talking about judging all of society. I'm talking about the judgment we're called to judge our baptized Christian brothers and sisters, to judge those people who say that they follow God, that say they follow Jesus Christ, that they say that they believe in what is right, to judge that. And we are called. But just as Moses calls us, and Moses tells us, Jesus tells us also, that there is a lot of good that comes from these other religions. And we have to remember that. not to always be condemning, you know, the Muslims or the Jews or the Hindus or the atheists. Because I consider the atheists even to be a type of religion. It's a belief. Even the people who believe in nothing or say they believe in nothing is a type of religion. You know, being a Gentile, being a pagan, being not believing in anything, see, is a type of religion too. Because it's a decision. It's a choice. See? But believing in God, believing, especially believing in Jesus Christ, that He has come here, He has died for us, and He loves us. God loves us so very much. I want to go into this, in case you're just joining us, my name is Deacon Louis Zemlich, and we're here in the Diocese of Kalamazoo, this outreach of the Catholic Church. And, you know, they're going to have that Mass of Reparations, St. Augustine's at 3 o'clock today. And I hope you can join us. You don't have to be Catholic to come to it. There's going to be lots of good scriptures read. The bishop will be there. It should be quite wonderful and quite healing. Because we need to heal, my brothers and sisters. Because the most important thing is that we were honest with ourselves about the past and the mistakes that we've made, and we try to correct those today. We don't dwell on those. We don't rub it in other people's faces and say, look, I told you so, you're dumb, or you made the wrong choice, or whatever. But we try to help, and we try to heal one another and help one another. I've encouraged you over the last few months here to go to EWTN.com to look at the Theology of the Body by St. Pope John Paul II. And all of this, and much of what's going on in our world today, you know, that's gone on in the last 50 years, 75 years, is the things that we can do anything we want to with our bodies. You know, sexually, morally, whatever, anything goes. Well, no, it's not anything goes. Because more death and destruction and, you know, this, and abuse has happened, it's just rampant. Disgustingly rampant. So some, you know, it has not worked. This has not worked, this whole freedom of do everything, anything you want to do. And marriage is between one man and one woman. And this, Pope John Paul talks about this in this, the 10th, one of the speeches he gave on marriage, one and indissoluble, in the first chapters of Genesis. And in this general audience on the 21st of November, 1979, the Holy Father spoke on the communion of the first man and woman, how it is renewed to their original unity before the separation and creation, and revealed the meaning of their bodies by their complementarity. See, we complement each other. We're meant to be together, the man and the woman. And when the man and the woman come together, a beautiful thing happens. Life. Life happens, my brothers and sisters. And that's why what God should put together, no man should tear apart. See? And this is something we need to learn. It's a learning process. We're in that process. So my brothers and sisters, if you're struggling with sin, if you've been away from the church for a while, we invite you to come back. We love you. We care about you. And if you don't have any religion, you don't have a home, you don't have a church home, you feel lost there, come to the Catholic Church. Come to the Catholic Church. Of course, this is a great battle. This is a great battle that's being waged against us by the devil. But we can survive. By the power of Jesus Christ, the love of Jesus Christ and His church, we can survive this. And may Almighty God bless you all. In the name of the Father and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you. We love you all.